Wild Bunch Podcast.
What? Mom and the Wild Bunch know relationships are hard.
I know.
Sometimes you just need help figuring it out.
I need help.
That's where the man panel comes in.
Big Mama's man panel.
That's what we call ourselves.
Earth's mightiest heroes type thing.
Yes.
Never been more pumped up, guys. I have been waiting for this. Hey, press that button, man. We got to get this on right now. All right, let me see if I can figure out a way to make this. I want to be able to. How do I get this screen right? All right, there it is. We're back, and I'm going to show everybody. I've put it up on a
B1039.com. Oh, look, there's Bucky.
Via Zoom. Say hello. How you guys doing? You guys here?
Hey, guys.
Bucky. Hello.
Boogie, are you here?
I am.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. We figured it out. And and soon we'll have more available. Oh, look, we're all in. We're all here. Here he comes. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now into the man panel. He's here. We've got the athlete. We've got Judge Justice. Are you there? Judge Justice seems like he's still trying to connect. It looks like it's still
time. I don't know. I can get him out of the other room.
Hey, we've got my man, the athlete, Tucker. Good morning. What's up, man? Oh, wait. He's still connecting to audio. All right. Wave at them, guys. They can see you, too. All right. There we are. Hey, what's up, Tucker? You there? All right. Tucker got to turn his stuff on. Tucker, we'll get him there. He'll figure it out in a minute.
Yeah,
it just takes you a second to figure out how to make it work here. Now, have you been doing a lot of Zooming, Dr. Dollar?
Yes, at work as well. But here, my kids, my son Brendan, who's 12, figure out Zoom right away.
Tucker, are you there now?
I think so.
Yeah! Now, as soon as we can get Judge Justice's audio to connect, he might have to disconnect and come back around. He doesn't seem like he's connected, but we're ready to go with the man panel. I know Southwest Florida, you missed it. It's the highest rated segment in all of Southwest Florida, and we absolutely love having the man panel back. Matter of fact, let me make sure everybody can hear the man panel through all of the live feed that we got going on at B1039's Facebook page, as we are glad to be back. And ready to take. How's your guys' stay at home doing? You guys doing all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tucker, are you actually staying at home, or are you moving around? What are you doing? You doing any traveling at all?
Nah, I'm staying at home for the most part.
Has anyone been trying to lure you out of the house to go do something?
Yeah, I've been actually helping drop off some food and stuff for some of the people that don't want to leave the house. So they've some people that I know they call and
pick up
whatever they need for them.
Doing your part. I love it. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into the question for the man panel today. If you have a question about your relationship, are you in the middle of a fight right now? Well, this is your chance to get your argument settled here. Stop. And if you're fighting over your stimulus money, let the man panel tell you how to spend your stimulus money. You can call us up and tell us what the argument is, and then we'll pass it around the room, and everyone will answer the question quite honestly and easily here on the show today. Don't wait. Are you working on the Absolute Law text line over there?
Yeah.
All right, so if you do have a question, hit us up. We'll start with this one, though. My boyfriend asked if I would be interested in finding out what my optimal diet would be by to maintain my best physique. He's by asking me for a stool sample, and he's going to pay for it. Of course, I was in. So he gave me a fecal test kit and basically said I needed to poop in this box. The company apparently uses your poop to tell you what's happening in your gut so you can recalibrate your diet. I desperately would love to get the results, but I am mortified to hand one of my turds to a guy I've only been dating for 2 months. He's really hot, too. He seems unbothered by this, but I don't care. I'm trying to figure out how to work around this. Any thoughts? What do you guys think? Boogie, you go first.
Don't do it. Do not do it.
Why not? Why? Why say don't do it?
No, because us ladies, we know we don't poo. It is a magical thing that they think doesn't happen for us.
What do you say, Doc? Is this the healthy thing to do? Should you do this?
Again, when it comes to relationship, I wouldn't do it. But overall, there is science behind that. There's a science is what kind of bacteria you have. What is the ratio between the bacteria? You know, Big Mama, we are living, our body, we live with trillions of bacteria on us and inside of us that are helping us to digest food. They're helping our skin to regrow, our skin to look good. And so the ratio is very important. Hence the prebiotic and the probiotics that we need. So there is science behind it, but I find it crazy that after 2 months, this guy is asking you for something like that.
Tucker, have you ever pooped in a box?
In a box?
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
I know some people that have done it and thrown it on people's front porch. Lit it up. But if you've been dating somebody for 2 months, and this is what they want from you, I might have to leave that relationship alone.
All right.
I'm going to have to disagree with all of y'all, and I'm a woman, and if a guy was hot and he was trying to help me be the best me, I would totally poop for him. I would do it.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Judge Justice has made us into the room. Judge, welcome to the party.
Welcome. How come I can't see anybody?
I don't know. You can. I'm not sure. You won't see me. I don't have the camera on, but you can see everybody else inside there. What do you think there?
I think that I'm gonna agree with Brownie on this one. I'm gonna say you should do it, but here's the thing: you should just like have fun with it. Like maybe make the poop look cute. Like get some Barbie clothes for it. You know what I mean? You could put some stripper lotion.
All right,
on
not all
it,
answers that not all answers are good ones. Adam Budman. You know what? I'm up in the air about this one. I'm gonna say, you know what? If you know you're gonna be in a serious relationship with this guy, then go ahead and go for it and drop it down. It's only been a couple of months, but whatever.
Drop it down.
Don't eat corn that week.
This might be the best name for the company that does this. Drop it down. You understand? We'll tell you how your health's living. All right. Hey, Judge, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you hear the previous question by chance?
I did not. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, there's a girl out there right now. I've been dating this guy for 2 months. He wants her to give a stool sample so that he can find out what's wrong with her diet. He's really hot. She's not sure if she should do it or not.
You know, I think I would give anybody who wanted one a stool sample. I mean, after all, it's not like I'm going to keep it for anything. If you want it, you can have it.
There you go. Answer of the day. Yeah. I like it. It is good to have the man panel back. Do you have a question why you guys are all locked up inside the lockdown? All you got to do is pick up the phone and call us, 239-765-1039, or you can hit us up on that Absolute Law text line. Now that all the man panel are live with us, we'll continue the man panel right after the break. Hold on.
B-1039.
I've got veins. They carry blood all over my body. If there's one thing women love, it's a vascular man.
Big Mama's Man Panel.
The number one in music station, B1039. All right, so next week, I just want to make it known that this entire feed has to be live on B1039 the entire time. So I'll get a hold of our digital department because now that we have it dialed in, because the man panel is a lot of fun to watch even during the commercials, as now I'm seeing the outside of Judge Justice's boat, it looks like. I've already seen Bookie's dog. Tucker turned off the camera for a minute, so I'm not sure what
smart.
He did.
He's
when
smart.
He turned the whatever he did for a minute when he turned off the camera, we're going to find out one day. All right, but we are back now with the man panel. The man panel is back south with Florida. We've been waiting 4 weeks to try to figure out a way to Zoom them all in and for them to be able to hear your phone calls and be able to take all your text messages and hang out with us. So if you have a question about your relationship or you're in the middle of fighting with your significant other about something, maybe even how you're going to spend your stimulus check, stop arguing about it and call us up, 239-765-1039, and we will let you argue settle that argument right here with us right now. All right, here we go.
Judge Justice.
Yeah.
Let me see how much I can move.
I'm gonna get the phone to stand up, man.
My friend and his... All right, so we got to get Judge a phone stand for Christmas. My friend and his... Man panel, my friend and his wife had their first fight since their wedding day. He told me that it was a childish fight. So so we decided to talk about how this fight, how to fight fair. How to tell my friend to fight fair. How do you fight fair with your spouse is what they're trying to ask. So how do you fight fair with your spouse? Who wants to jump in first?
You can't fight fair with your wife. Your wife always wins. Your wife is right. There's no way you're going to win. You can either be married or be right. So speak. It's not a fair fight. She has the key to the vault. She has the combination to the vault. She has all the power in the world. You are nobody, and she is everything.
Judge,
wow.
You're the loudest person ever right now, Judge. I love you. You have no idea. This is so great.
What's this on the table?
What is happening over there?
Whoa, what's the problem? What is he doing?
No problem. I'm having a great time. All right, here we go.
Today's
show is all right. So, how do you fight fair? Who wants to go first? Go ahead. You said you can't fight fair, Doc. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Boogie.
You know, I kind of agree with the doctor. And when it comes to fighting, there's only winning. So it's all fair when it comes to fight. Long as you win.
I don't think it can be said any better than Dr. Dollar. You can be happy or you can be right. Which one do you want to be?
Yeah, you better say that.
I
love you, Bookie.
I agree.
You know I love you, man.
I agree. You can't do both. You can't do both. You either have to be married or be right.
But you guys are conceding the argument. I think what we're trying to get to is how do you, Bobby, maybe you can jump on this one. How do you have that? You know, no man wants to lose, like Bookie said. You don't want to lose the argument. But at the same time, sometimes you just concede the argument, like Dr. Dollar said, because you're like, I'm tired of this argument. I don't want to hear it anymore. All right, you're right.
You know,
how do you fight fair? How do you get an argument where you can get your point at least a little bit across?
So one of the things that I've noticed when people fight, that I have friends that they fight with each other, is that they're always trying to one-up each other. That, I think, is one of the biggest mistakes when it comes to a marriage, when it comes to fighting. You got to one-up each other. Like, one person says something, they go, I'll see your put-down and raise you an even bigger put-down.
Yeah.
And that, you just end up chasing your tail, you know what I mean? You're just running in circles and you're just escalating what is a little stupid little spat into something much bigger.
Oh, I you know what I'm going to say here and second that note right there. You said it right there. I think I fall victim to that more. If Sarah and I start getting into an argument, she'll say something. I'll be like, really? You want to say something?
Okay.
This is what I do for a living. Wham! And I will lash out with a verbal. I got my verbal's way better than anything I got. That's my game. That's been my game for years.
Right.
But Biggs, that's the problem, is that if you want to have fairness, the first thing you have to have is rules, right?
So yeah.
You have to, when you're not fighting, agree to a set of rules. I mean, when I would get really upset, I would tell my ex-wife, look, don't talk to me right now. And she knew that meant, really, don't talk to me. And I would go take time, and then I'd come back, and I'd be cooled off. I'd go to the gym or whatever, and we'd talk. But here's the thing, that would make her really, really anxious because she didn't know if I was going to talk to her 30 minutes later or 3 days later. So we had to amend the rules and say, okay, when I tell you don't talk to me right now, I need to tell you when we are going to talk. So that eliminates all your anxiety about it. Okay. So I think if you want to have fairness in your relationship when you fight, you got to have some rules that are agreed to when you're not fighting.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is everybody else's jaw on the ground right now? That is the solid, most solid answer we've ever got from Judge Justice. And that right there is, what do you think about this, guys? What do you think?
I agree.
Big Mama, I mean, again, both Judge Justice and Bookie, you guys live in a different planet. Michael Tucker and I, we know how things are. There are no rules to that game. They are going to win. And I live in a black site of the CIA. I'm being tortured. She can do whatever she wants. She has the ability to torture me, and it's legal. You don't understand. There are no rules. She's going to win guaranteed.
Dr. Dollar. I think you forget. I hold the key to the vault at my black side.
I think what Dr. Dollar's saying is we're all hostage to it. That's the way it works.
I'm absolutely full. I can't release this. Never mind. I was going to reveal something that I've learned, but then I would lose that power. I can't reveal that power that I've gained. I can't do that. Sorry, guys. Moving on. Next topic. Right now, a lot of people are talking about what's called, what do they call them? Zoop-ups, breakups, when they break up on Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
People are breaking up on Zoom now, and they're
zumped, I think.
Zumped. They're called being zumped. Do you have to wait, if you're in a relationship right now and you're just dating someone, so now you're not seeing a lot of each other because you don't live together, do you have to wait until the COVID-19 crisis is over to do a breakup, or can you break up with somebody right now? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you can break up anytime you feel like it.
If you really don't want to talk to her, text breakup is the way to go. Then you just block her.
Oh, my God.
Can y'all be a little bit more decent? Have your mom call her and tell her you died.
Is there a rule to it, Doc? Is there a rule when you can and cannot break up with somebody?
I do think there is some rule. I think people overall are nicer now than ever before. I think that you have to understand the other side as well. And right now is not the time to be macho or mean, or now is the time to, you know what, appease things, make peace, try to accommodate. And again, it's not like the market is great now and you can go from one neighbor to another. You are limited in what you have. You have that person that you hooked up already with, that she is your social distancing. It's not like you're going to hook up with a lot of chicks. So I would keep what I have and not jump off this boat right away.
Doc, let me ask you a question, because this is something I'm interested in. So let's say you're just dating, all right? You're not married. You're not engaged. You were dating someone 2 months, and then we all got put on lockdown, all right? Can you still go see that person? Would you say it's okay to see that person that you've already had a sexual relationship with, knowing that you're not cohabitating and you really only been dating them for 2 months? Can you trust where they're going and what they're saying 100%? I mean, this is a huge thing right now.
It is a huge thing, and I got that question for a bunch of my friends, and they asked the same question, Big Mama, and it's not a straightforward answer. It depends on that other person. Do you trust that other person that is not, you know, it's like having sex with no condom. And do you trust that person? How many people have been there around? What is the risk? It's all about probability. Oh. And if you are worried about that, you know, you have to have sex with the person that you live with only. If you're not worried about that, you think the other person is very responsible, I think it's very reasonable.
Oh, I love it. All right, hold on. We had our time. We went over time on the Zoom thing. All right, here's your next one. If you have a question for the man panel, 239-765-1039, hit us up right now if you have one. Go ahead, bud man, off the Absolute Law text line.
So my boyfriend and I have been together for about 5 years, and we have a 3-year-old son. My issues are that he doesn't understand or doesn't care that I need help with the house and our son. We both work full-time jobs, but he's always home before me. From the minute I get home till we go to bed, all he does is play on his phone and watch videos. And if I say anything, it turns into a fight. What do I do?
Wow. This is probably a common question going on right now a lot. So they're both working. They're both working. They come home, yep, and he's not doing anything. All right, go ahead, man. Panel, who wants first?
Well, what you got to do, I think, is you have to sit down and talk about it. But that should have taken place 4.5 years ago. Not just, now this is what I want to do. This is a problem that's been going on for a long time, and now you want to address it. You should have addressed that a long time ago and came up with some type of compromise to the situation.
I completely agree with Tucker. I mean, he is already an old dog now. Now you want to tell him that everything that we did in the last 4.5 years, you used to play video, all of a sudden you have a problem with that. You should have done it right away. And again, this is something that both men and women, we always say, well, she's going to change or he is going to change. People don't change. People only become worse. People become worse. So whatever you're doing, things are not going to get better. If something bothers you, tell me right away. If something bothers me, but I have the same problem. I always wait, things are going to get better. As much as I teach and I preach about it, I still don't follow the rules.
The easiest answer to this, I say every week, hire a cleaning lady. Done.
Done. There it is. And bill to his, like, and have it come directly out of his checking account. He leaves his checking book right around. There you go. All right.
I'm back with the traditional answer of, if you can't make your man do what you want, you ain't doing it right, baby.
Yeah. Oh,
did you want to chime in on this one, Brad?
Well, I just feel like he needs to step it up. Like, she shouldn't be stuck to work and come home and clean
the
house.
Yeah, but he's not. He's not doing it. She knows that.
So she just needs to talk to him so that he can step it up, because it shouldn't all fall on her.
Tell me how that would work. Show me how that would work. Have that conversation with me real quick.
Just be like, hey, honey, I know you work. I work too, but
I'm busy right now. Can you, hold on. Are you trying to have a conversation with me?
Yes, we need to talk right now.
Oh,
really,
we need
important
to talk. Oh.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. No.
Those are the worst four words in the English language.
Well, how about you play those video games and get in the kitchen and clean it, because I'm tired of doing it.
You're already on the wrong side.
Little Brownie.
Yeah.
Little Brownie, come on. Are you telling me that you don't have the skill set to make your man do whatever you want him to do?
Okay, a man's going to do whatever he wants to do. If he doesn't feel like cleaning, he's on. If he wants to get on his video games, he's going to do it. And it's not all about the woman being like, I can make man do whatever he wants.
Oh, but you know what? Here's
nice way to dodge the question. Yeah. Nice way to dodge
She's
the question.
A great politician. She's going into politics next week. Exactly. That was very good.
You're welcome.
That was amazing, Brownie, actually. I learned something new out of that answer. I'm going to use that for the rest of my life.
She's not just our little Brownie isn't just pretty. She's smart too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Man panel, I'm a serial monogamist. For the last 10 years, I've been in back-to-back long-term relationships averaging about 1.5 years. They've all ended for various reasons. I've learned a lot about myself from each relationship. When I moved back home last year, I wanted to be single and explore life. But, of course, I didn't do that. I met a guy who became a close friend, which ended up some lonely sex on the side. This has worked for us. My friends and family know about this guy and have met him, but they know it's not serious because we both have things to work on. But it's getting to the 1.5-year mark, and I'm ready to meet someone else to get out there to date. I'm still young, and I don't imagine settling down with a long-term partner until I'm in my mid-30s or late-30s. I'm sorry. What is the nicest way to tell my friends with benefits about this? It's not about anything he has done or not done. I would just like to still be friends with him and hang out if he's okay with that. I know I have to talk with him about this, but can you help me with the script?
Mm. Yeah, I think you don't need a script. You don't need to choreograph anything. You don't need to have a show. just tell him exactly as what you told us. Tell him that what your plans are, and tell him why you want things are. You don't need an act around this. This is not a movie. Just tell him how things are.
Hmm. Oh yeah, that's
No.
He already knows. He already knows. If he's your friend, and would benefit. He already knows that.
Tucker's on dial-up. Yeah, Tucker, you on dial-up. We can't hear you, and dog. You're frozen.
And you out. So sorry. Probably looking for you to say something about.
All right.
I froze up on you?
Yeah, you frozen him on me, man. Tell your kids to quit. Hey, your kids home off college? I'm just kidding. All right. What else we got? Who else want to chime
in?
I don't know. I just feel like, guys. Oh, go ahead, Bookie.
When you have an FWB, and that's what they are, FWBs, you don't owe them no explanation. They're a friend with benefits. That is not a relationship. That is a phone call on a lonely Friday night. You go and find your real relationship, and then when you decide that you want to settle down with him, you let your FWB realize that they're no longer in rotation.
I'm going to have to Google what that is. I don't know what that means.
FWB, friends with benefits.
Ow. Okay.
Am I back?
You're back.
Didn't I just finish saying that you were brilliant?
That was a brownie moment.
Didn't I just finish saying you were brilliant?
Sorry, yeah. That was a brownie moment.
What do you, brownie moment we have every now and then, a little brownie
Am
bite.
Am I back? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, I froze up for a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, your dial-up bad. Did you have to hang up and call back into AOL?
Nah, I had to just switch off from the Wi-Fi.
He plugged into his
What do you think about this?
What
does she got to do here?
I think number one, you got to explain to him in terms he can understand, which is we're not going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, but I still want to hang out with you, and I will probably give you sex once in a while when I'm feeling lonely. I think that's pretty much what it means. I mean, what are you saying? You're saying, listen, you're good enough for a little while, but now I'm done with you, but I still want to hang out with you and tell you about my problems and my new boyfriend.
Well, I mean, I feel like guys do this all the time. I feel like guys hook up with a girl, and then they just, like, let her go and just don't explain or anything, so it's okay for the guy to do it, so she should just give it right back and be like, you know what? This isn't working out anymore. Blow him off, and then whenever she feels like hooking up with him again, just call him.
Tucker?
He already knows. If he's your friend with benefits for a year and a half, he already knows the situation. He's not that involved with you because he's probably has somebody else. So if you told him that, he's like, okay, fine, no problem. Give me a call every other weekend or every other, you know.
Because Budman's right. Budman's right on this one. She is going to use him every now and then. That's what a friend would benefit. Yeah, until one of them gets in a diehard serious relationship, they will always bounce back to each other.
Oh, and when he gets a new girlfriend, she's going to put on the full court press again. You watch.
Mm-hmm. Mini skirt.
That's how this works.
Mini skirt. Pumps. Oh, yeah. Yeah, showing up at the pool in a hot bikini.
Not good enough for me.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to be dating nobody else.
Especially if she thinks that girl is hotter than she is.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I love it. I love it. All right, we got to take a quick break. We got more of the entire Man Panel back for the first Thursday in a month. It feels great. I love hanging out with him. So we're going to go to traffic, and we'll come straight back with more Man Panel right after the break. Hold on.
Girls!
Oh, wow. You are definitely not afraid of dessert.
You know, I wish I were secure enough to throw on any old thing and call it an outfit.
Men.
Hey, I like your tie.
Thanks.
Men. We know how.
I'm so glad that we have this dialed in now. It's been an amazing hour of radio hanging back out with the Man Panel today. It's been a warm welcome back to like normality a little bit. If you are in the middle of your lockdown or whatnot. And I just love the fact that we're back here talking about relationships and people's issues and problems and the whole Man Panel being back together. The whole band is back together, guys.
Yeah.
Woo!
We should sing a song and go viral. It could be
only
the
if Bookie dances. Only if Bookie dances topless.
The song he was, the dance he was talking about during the break, I'm going to pass on, guys. So I'm all right with that. If you have a question, 239-765-1039, hit us up right now at the Absolute Law text line. I got this email just coming in. I was doing some extensive cleaning last weekend and even checked into a crawl space we have in the garage where I haven't gone into for years. Right near the door was an inflatable woman. By the facial expression she was making, it was obvious this that this gal was made for sex. I asked my husband about it when he came home from golf. I could see him physically blush and then stammer around as he tried to tell me what it was. It was from one of his coworkers' bachelor parties, which makes no sense. I was talking to one of my girlfriends about it, and she was telling me that my husband is totally using it. She asked me how our sex life was, and I admitted that it's been stalled over the last year. The more I talked about it, the more I realized that I might be pissed about this whole thing. If he's given his love to the plastic doll, then that's not right. It's not cheating per se, but it isn't natural. He's too old for this crap. Any thoughts on how to handle this?
Yeah, handle him. Handle him. Yeah.
Take care of your business, girl.
Maybe it's the shocked look of expression on her face that he's turned on to.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen one of these before. What do they look like?
Yeah, right, Biggs.
It's like when your wife goes, oh!
Oh, I get it. What do you think about this, Doc?
Listen, one is not too old. A lot of women say, oh, he's too old for that. We are too old for that. Obviously, he's not too old. If he has a toy like that at home, that means he's horny and he needs some. And obviously, he doesn't get any from you, so he's going to other places. At least you're fortunate that he's not going with the neighbor. He's going with that little toy that won't give him any STD or anything like that. And, you know, maybe fix your relationship. Find out why this guy is buying a toy like that.
Probably because you're hanging out too much with the girlfriends and talking about stuff instead of doing stuff.
Right. Well, now, wait a minute, guys. Let's be fair. She said if he's given his love to that plastic thing, that ain't fair. So we haven't considered the possibility that maybe he's the reason that their sex life stalled. He's too busy with that doll.
Well, that's a valid point.
Yeah.
Something had to start him going to the doll.
You know what? You as a lawyer, I'm disappointed in you, Judge, and I'm going to go ahead and defend this person, and he's innocent until proven guilty. We haven't even confirmed whether or not he used the doll, right. Okay?
He used the doll.
All we have to get to is a standard of, you know, more likely than not. Oh. Yeah, we're all there. He's using the doll.
Oh.
No. I'm going to defend this man.
Yeah, come on.
Because being someone that has had one of these dolls when they were 16, do you know how long it takes to blow that sucker up? Too long. It takes a high lung capacity. That means that man is working overtime to get here.
Except for Bookie's doll is an effigy of me.
Oh, look, you guys are having a love quarrel on air. I don't want that to happen.
They found it in a crawl space?
In a crawl space.
Okay, come on. It's in a... in a crawl space.
Yeah, that's where he puts it away when he's done with it in the garage.
No, this guy probably got it as a gift, and then he was like, well, where am I going to throw? I can't just throw this thing away in the garbage. What if someone sees it? I'll just throw it
back
here.
Yes, you can.
Where no one will ever see it again.
Let me be the one to settle every woman's mind out there right now. There is no man that I... Well, let me just say, me personally.
Yeah.
There is no piece of vinyl that feels better than my hand.
Right.
So I'm not sure that I would ever use vinyl over my own extremities. So I don't think he may have actually got it from it. Matter of fact, the only time I've ever seen one of these things is like at a bachelor party or as a gag gift. I've never seen one like as my friend's like, hey, bro, you know what I just picked up? One of those vinyl blow-up things. You should have sex with it.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
It's like banging your pool raft. I mean, come on.
I feel like he might have tried it, and maybe
I don't know.
He did, but as a woman, if I saw that, I'd be like, okay, no, this isn't happening again. Then I'd definitely put it on him to remind him. Like,
there's
this
so many other options.
Hey, like, listen, don't need
every guy on the man panel has used 100 other options besides a vinyl doll.
That you
all
know
right,
of.
But still, banging my pool raft is better than my ex-wife, and I ain't going to lose a damn dog over it.
I think the lady should blow it up, and one night when he comes home, have her and it in the bed and let him go
at
it.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's the best idea.
Yeah, you want a threesome? Yeah, come on. Me and the doll will be waiting for you. And you should, like, dress up to look just like the doll.
That is funny.
I mean, live to his fantasy. Make his fantasy work for you.
And then when it's over, pop the doll and throw it in the trash.
No, right before it starts, you stab the doll, and you'd be like, bring another woman that's real. All right?
See what happens.
See what happens.
I like it.
All right, I knew you would. I knew you would. Of all people in the world, you'd be like, yeah. And Brownie's like, yeah, stab it.
Give me the knife.
Yeah. Stab it. I'll say you stab it twice. My boyfriend and I have lived together for 3 years. About halfway into our relationship, we got a Jack Russell Terrier named Jack. Uh-oh. Judge, stand by. I always wanted one as a kid, but my parents were both allergic. This was really a dream come true for me. My boyfriend bought it for me, but when we broke up, he moved out and took Jack with him. I don't want to take him to court, but I don't know what to do. Do I move on or just get another dog on my own, even though it would break my heart, or do I somehow get him back? If so, how? Judge, we'll let you answer this one first.
You know, having lost a dog myself, you may not realize this, but I lost a dog in a relationship. I know I don't talk about it very much, but I will tell you, you know what? Get a new dog and move on. It's the best thing you can do. And then complaining about losing your dog is good therapy for you. Get a new dog that'll love you and not go with him.
So then that dog always has to play second fiddle.
I agree with the judge. Normally, when we give a gift to somebody, it's a gift that we want to receive ourselves. So when my wife buys me a dog, it's for her. It's not for me. You know, all the stuff that when I buy something for, I tell her, hey, honey, I bought you something. I bought you a car. No, I bought myself a car. You know, it's like we always say it for somebody else. So it's for ourselves. Get yourself another dog.
I just learned something new just now. I'm too old to learn that. You guys should have taught me that. We've been friends for 10 years, all of y'all. I ain't talking to none of y'all. Y'all should have taught me that a long time ago. I don't want to talk to y'all no more. I've been buying stuff with that. They don't even benefit me.
No, you always got to buy stuff to benefit you.
That's great. Yeah. What do you think about this? What do you think? You want to jump in on this one?
Well, I think they already said it. Is you got to move on. Get your own dog.
Yeah, I agree.
Just let it go. Let it go. Don't hang on to it for years. Don't be bitter about it. Don't complain about it all the time. Just let it go, baby.
All right. That's the secret.
Look who's talking. The guy that talks all the time about his dog.
I think that's what he was trying to say, Doc. All right. What else do I got for the man panel today? Let's see if I can get one more for you. I got one more coming in, guys, so then we'll wrap up for the day. Now the Valentine's, this is an older one, obviously. Now the Valentine's is over. I'm wondering if I should dump my boyfriend. I've been dating him on and off for 3 years. He's 40 and I'm 29. I really thought I wanted to marry him and have children, which is he is willing to do. He is wealthy, kind, gentle, and daring. He is a really amazing guy, but I just don't know if my heart is in it. All around me at the restaurant on Valentine's, everyone else seemed to be having a romantic dinner with their soulmate. My friends and family really like him, but he really is starting to annoy me. Is this feeling settling or boredom with him that what marriage is after all? I don't know what happened, but I don't want to be in this relationship forever and be unhappy. It breaks my heart imagining him not in my life. Is the one still out there, or am I wrong?
Yes, he's out there. Prince Charming is real, okay? He's out there waiting for you, and one day he's going to come and swoop you off your feet and rush you away to a beautiful Barbie dream house in the sky.
Hey. Prince Charming's
like
out there.
Yeah, he is.
And Budman has superpowers.
Budman, Prince Charming is out there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's at the other Prince Charming's house. Right
now. What do you think about this, Judge?
Oh, man. I think you got to go on. if you think you're not happy, there should never be any question. If you're going to dive headfirst into that, there should be no doubt. You, not beyond a reasonable doubt, beyond any doubt, that this is your person. If you have any doubt, bail. Once you start having kids, you're tied to that person for the rest of your life. Not until they're 18, but for the rest of your life.
Judge,
unless they disappear.
I disagree with you, Judge. She described the perfect guy.
Yes.
The perfect guy. And she, he has no problem whatsoever. She loves him. He takes care of her. He has a job. He makes money. He is a great guy.
He's kind, but, gentle, and daring. That's what she used.
Amazing. Amazing. Perfect guy. The guy I want my daughter to marry. So
perfect guy, but there's no chemistry.
Yeah.
No, she didn't say that. She said she wants him to up it a little bit. She wants it.
No, she said he was old.
Other people had a little bit more fun. You can always find something, but overall, take the whole basket. Overall, you have a great guy. You'll never, this lady will never be happy with anybody.
And she'll never find that combination of what she has right now. Nah. Tucker, jump in.
Right.
No, I agree. She is trying to find the perfect guy. It's not going to happen. I agree with Dr. Dollar. You have a guy who checks probably 90% of your boxes, but you're not happy because he's not the perfect guy and does everything that you want exactly. You're never going to find that person.
Well, she would have found him, but my wife found him first. So now you can do that.
I think she might find him eventually one day, and she shouldn't have to settle. If she's not happy, she should be able to walk away from that relationship and find a new relationship that is going to make her happy, because she is still young. She's got the rest of her life ahead of her.
But did you listen to the key word, though?
Said the girl who's 22 months away from her wedding date with no boyfriend.
The key.
He's out there somewhere. Prince Charming is out there somewhere. And I'm not settling for all these frogs.
The key word's in there.
All right, little brownie. I'll come see you when I get out of
porn. Okay.
What'd you say, Tuck?
You're looking at it from the wrong standpoint. The guy checks 90% of the boxes that you have.
There's, but she's one not thing happy.
You might have to make a concession for, and you don't want to make a concession. But you're expecting him to change everything because you think that you are perfect. You're not perfect, and he probably has some issues with you. He just doesn't voice them. He deals with them. And if you're going to sit there and say, oh, I want the perfect person, be honest with you, he's not out there. Because everybody's going to have issues with someone at some point, sometime in their life.
I want to say that answer was phenomenal. That was one of the best answers as well. We started with a great answer. Let's go ahead and finish it with a great answer. I want to thank the entire man panel for being on the show today. Dr. Dollar, Bookie, Judge Justice, Tucker, all you guys. Seeing you guys again next week. I'll be on the camera too. I got to go to the Goodwill and see if I can find me a $3 web camera to hook up to this camera. All right, so
go by my office. Go by my office. They'll give you one.
All right, sweet. I'll definitely will. So we'll be good for next Thursday, guys. You have a great one. Great seeing you.
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.